This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a megachurch leader in Mexico who was facing charges of child rape and human trafficking. But now, a court has dropped those charges. Find out what's happening after this break.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
CNA California Appeals Court ordered the dismissal of a criminal case against a Mexican megachurch leader. The charges were dropped on procedural grounds and included child rape and human trafficking. The Associated Press reports that Nason Joaquin Garcia has been in custody since June. Garcia is the self-proclaimed apostle of La Luz del Mundo, a megachurch based in Mexico that claims 5 million followers worldwide. He was arrested for accusations involving 3 girls and 1 woman, as well as on allegations that he possessed child pornography. Yet, he denied any wrongdoing. Garcia was held without bail in Los Angeles, but he remained the leader of La Luz del Mundo, which in Spanish means the light of the world. Garcia's attorney, Alan Jackson, said he and his client are, quote, thrilled with the decision to drop the charges. Jackson said this, "In their zeal to secure a conviction at any cost, the Attorney General has sought to strip Mr. Garcia of his freedom without due process by locking him up without bail on the basis of unsubstantiated accusations by unnamed accusers and by denying him his day in court." End quote. The appeals court says that the Los Angeles County Superior Court must dismiss the 29 counts of felony charges. Those charges include human trafficking, production of child pornography, and even forcible rape of a minor. The appeals court deems this necessary because his preliminary hearing wasn't held in a timely manner. In February, a woman filed a federal lawsuit against Garcia and his church. She said he and his father sexually abused her for 18 years, starting when she was only 12. Her lawyers say the lawsuit will continue despite the dismissal. Attorney General Xavier Becerra pleaded with any other victims to come forward. He said with the information they had collected, he found it hard to believe Garcia's alleged abuse was limited to only 4 victims. To read the full story, go to charismanews.com and keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more updates. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.